7:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that you're under the influence of anything. Never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO, Tufts Educational and Freeform Radio. Anyway, I mean, Terry, I played in this last set of the first hour. You just heard the Bob Seger system, which kind of renders this week's song that everybody knows useless. Rambler, Gambler, Man from 1967, Capital. Well, that Dave Bartholomew, when you don't pay him a proper tribute upon his passing, track he originally released in 1956, Shrimp and Gumbo, was originally released on, well, was originally released on the Imperial. I got off the compilation Twist and Rumble Volume 3. Highly recommended on my end. For that, Little Eva. Let me just, I don't want to distract myself here. Here we go. Anyway, Little Eva with a song written by Chip Taylor, who is John Voight's brother. You know, with the whole contest angle and everything. Little Eva did Wake Up John. Track she released in 1965 on the Dimension label. Hugh Masekela with the B-side to Grazing in the Grass. Before that, in Bahabula Bonke, I guess. I'm not the most linguistic person here. 1968 on A&M, and that kicked off that set. Anyway, we will give away another T-shirt. I got a couple of women's mediums and larges, one XL and one 2XL in the men's. Those of you who purchase T-shirts, thank you. A portion of those proceeds will go to benefit WMFO. I may well order more if the demand starts to ramp up a little bit. Anyway, thank you for your phone calls and everything. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford.
Day can be. Christ's sake.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy. North of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, go find her. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
my life, my love and my lady is the same.
It isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Get you in the sun.
Smile, their style, their eyes. They get you cheek to cheek down the aisle and
knowledge, women absorb it and use it when needed.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, you just heard Loretta Lynn from 1966, and You Ain't Woman Enough, single released on Decca. Well, they had Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, but the theme song to the movie The Ambush is one of the Matt Helm films, which I have to cop to not having seen. I've seen The Wrecking Crew a ton of times. I think it was a whole Sharon Tate angle. And, you know, it just lends itself to more showings. Came out in 1967 on A&M. For that, The Looking Glass, with this week's song that everybody knows, and Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, from 1972 on Epic. And then we kicked off the set, the first set of the second hour, with Bobby Sherman with the B-side to Julie D, Love Me, and Spend Some Time Loving Me. Oh, yes. Anyway, if you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go over to the WMFO website at www.wmfo.org. Go over to schedule, go over to Thursday, scroll down to 6 p.m. Desperate Hours, Alex, and by the good grace of the DMCA, they have 2 weeks' worth of archives there. I also post it to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, along with a playlist, the Spinatron playlist, for those of you who, for whom I do not enunciate clearly enough. You can see what I played. Anyway, If you want to be a star, actually, I should mention this. I plug it every week. And they come in dribs and drabs. Make me a bumper. Don't be bashful. All you got to do is mention the Desperate Hours, Alex, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations. Your name, stage name, acceptable. Claim to fame or lack thereof, and general geographic area or planet, and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it. And then email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. If you're true Desperate Hours fans, then you will like Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. You can message it over there. Anyway, Leonardo DiCaprio is the lead in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And the song I'm going to open up with this next set appeared in another film. They both appeared in another film. It was only about 10 years ago. It's up to you to figure it out. These are the Desperate Hours. The number to call for a t-shirt.
Oh, you're looking good, baby.
I want to tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
See, see, rider, I said, see. This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Town, Hollywood.
Now look, kid, let's get something straight right now. You're the one that wants to be a star, not me.
You don't love me anymore.
Hit me!
Sure!
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts. Like thousands of kids who come to Hollywood every year, see Arch Hall Jr. in the swingingest musical action picture of the year.
I used to go skating all the time.
We can't have that.
If he wants a girl, get one for him.
Nothing could shake him from his goal, not even Daisy. A frenzy of music and action. Picture of the year, see Arch Hall Jr. and Nancy Czar in Wild Guitar.
Wow! Twist fever. She's got twist
Thank you.
7:31 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, I'm telling you, I played. We're going to swing right back into it. Just heard Ed Berkey on a track called Rosemary's Baby, a.k.a. Apache's Ghost, or Apache Ghost. It's previously unreleased. It's recorded around 1968 for the Downey label, and it wound up on the compilation Intoxica. Came out in 2006 on Ace. For that, Art Charles Jr. and the Wild Guitar Trailer. For that, Monkees did Teardrop City, another Boyce and Hart tune, released in 1969 on Cold Gems. Teardrop City was the name of the track. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, another track that appeared in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Jenny Take a Ride from the album of the same name, 1966, on New Voice. Roy Head and the Traits kicked off the set with Treat Her Right. And this the second trivia question for a Desperate Hours t-shirt at a couple of women's mediums, a couple of women's large, one or two men's 2XL and 1XL. And all you got to do is tell me Leonardo DiCaprio and the song Treat Her Right appeared obviously in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and both songs both appeared, the song and the actor, appeared in another movie about 10 years ago. It was directed by Steven Spielberg. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636. As always, the first caller when the music starts. We only got about 27 minutes to go. One more talk break, and then we'll put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
Of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by
Hey.
This is Percy Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Give me a ticket for an airplane.
For an airplane, I ain't got time to check no faster. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Oh, my baby, she wrote me a letter. I don't care how much I got to scan.
This is Doc Williams. Thousands have learned to play the guitar by ear from my simplified by-ear guitar instruction course without knowing a note of music. So can you. I know you can learn if you'll only try. Play the guitar a little every day. Every time you see your guitar, pick it up and play a few chords, if only for a minute. In this way, you will develop calluses on your fingers, and also you'll get your fingers used to the proper positions for each chord. Also, as your fingers callus and strengthen, you'll hold your chords down tighter making them sound clean and clear. Another important thing, is your guitar neck or fingerboard straight, or is it warped, thus making your guitar hard to finger? Now, to check your guitar fingerboard, look down the fingerboard like a rifle barrel from the tuning end. It should be straight. If it is not, you may need to buy a new guitar.
To the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I'm playing this next to last set of the show. Just heard Jimmy J and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Came out in 1963 on Philips. Well, that Joe Cocker from the Mad Dogs and Englishmen LP came out in 1970 on A&M, and his version of The Letter, which also appeared in that movie that I've mentioned a ton of times tonight. Dino, Desi, and Billy before that, a song written and produced by Lee Hazelwood, the Rebel Kind from the I'm a Fool LP, came out in 1966 on Reprise. We're gonna get right back into it. Once again, the contest question, Leonardo DiCaprio and Roy Hidden and Trace Treater Wright appeared in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. What other movie did the song and the actor appear in? The hint is, Steven Spielberg directed it. Got about 15 minutes to answer me. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Yeah. Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Have you ever been driving down the road and come upon a fella who was just poking along, straddling the white line? And when you try to pass him, he'd speed up? Well, round here we call this fella a road hog. This is a story about him and his eventual end. Well, me and my buddy went a-riding last night. Me and my buddy went a-riding last night. Topped a hill and we saw his lights. A road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, road hog. Now when we saw him, we almost died. When we saw him, we almost died. He was a-coming at us on our side. The road a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo, the road a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. My buddy said that fella sure came mighty near. Probably some learner who don't know how to steer. And then I saw his lights a-coming up in my mirror. Road a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo, the road a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. Passed us a-going about 100, I guess. He passed us a-going about 100, I guess. And then he slowed down to 20 or less. A road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo, the road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo. I tooted my horn and I started to pass. I blinked my lights and I started to pass. And then that road hog stepped on the gas. A road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo, the road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. You better get him up with some money for bail. You better get him up with some money for bail. Cause tomorrow morning he'll be in jail. Road a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo, the road a hog, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. The boys will have him in the morning behind bars. The boys will have him in the morning behind bars. Cause I'm the county sheriff in my unmarked car. Road a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo, the road a hog, beep. Blow your horn, Halls. Let's get him, Nars.
And then,
now listen, you drag. There's my skull and bone pack. There's a mean old monster down from Las Vegas track. He's flipped his lid, hangs in a cave, and sleeps in a coffin near Dracula's grave. He's mean, ornery, mad, and tough. Always misbehaves and dips chocolate snuff. Don't meddle with this scuzzy dude, forget it. Just hop in your woody and split, man, split it.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, big man, let's take him on a trip.
So my fellows, grab your chain. Swing that monster down.
Takes his bath inside a tomb over Zombie Hill, always making for the kill. For a weekend blast, this cat's the worst. Racing John, Paul, George, and Ringo in his super purse. But the beast got beat, and he howled and cried. So if he says he won, you know he lied.
Yeah!
Now kittens and cats, if you're ever out on Sunset Strip, sidewalk surfing, or just taking a trip, souping a Woody or a cute 409, you see a monster, only one of a kind. A big fat tummy full of tiger meat, pushing a cement mix and dragging his feet. Don't intervene, don't be no fool. Man, don't tarry, this beast blew his cool.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dig Man, let's take him on a trip.
So my fellows, grab your chain and swing that monster down Hollywood Lane.
He drinks some bombing floats, eats corpse meat, chases chicks, likes blondes, and has big bad feet. He plays the bongo with Watusi feet, and does the jerk and the twine right on the street. Now dragsters, like, take my advice. Don't dig a show, cause it's not worth the price. Don't stop for water, oil, or gas. Keep right on moving, right on past.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dig Man, let's take him on a trip.
So
I'm staying right here.
having fun as usual.
Well, you see him on the sidewalk, walking down the street. Yeah, the lips on his body, that's looking sweet. Yeah, you see him on the beach, three bathing suit. Well, the skin is up, honey, hey.
Song, you know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis, mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop, direct from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda, couldas, and never was from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll always be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the show. Of course, leading us out of here are the Tempest and Lemon Lime. Just heard the Banshees, and they prefer blondes. Originally released in the solo label, they were from Burlingame, California. I got off the compilation, Back from the Grave Part One. The CD version came out in 1993 on Crypt. Of course, the vinyl version, the original one, was released in 1983. Actually, my 26th birthday. Before that, Teddy and Daryl, The Beast of Sunset Strip from the Mondo Hollywood soundtrack, came out in 1967 on Tower. Before that, John D. Loudermilk did Roadhog, released in 1962 on RCA Victor. And we kicked off the set with The Rogues and Put You Down, from the compilation Get a Move On, 1995, Teenage Shutdown, originally released on the MBM label in 1966. There we go. Anyway, I'm going to leave you off with some traveling music. We didn't get a winner for the second hour. I'll give them away next week. I'll have another giveaway next week. Congratulations to Scott from Cambridge. You'll be getting your T-shirt within the week, I hope. Anyway, my name is Alex. As always, a pleasure was mine. Take care.
At 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, again half of the week's through.